Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Kate and Eric Show podcast here. Merry Christmas. It is the week of Christmas. Christmas is going to be Sunday. So Merry Christmas, or Christmas Eve will be Sunday, excuse me. Christmas will be Monday, so Merry Christmas. I debated whether or not to do a show this week, just with Christmas and everything, but just things came out and news broke, and I'm like, okay, we got to do an episode. So here we go. So yes, Merry Christmas on Monday, and Happy Christmas Eve on Sunday. First of all, I'd like to welcome any new listeners to the show. Grateful for any new listeners, and of course those that have listened throughout the process. Thank you very much. This is great. It's amazing. There are new cities that are added all the time, so it's pretty awesome. Like I've said in other episodes, the show is in 5 countries. And like 70 something cities now, so it's pretty awesome. So thank you very much. So with this show, you can also see my other wonderful things on Facebook, X, TikTok, YouTube, and Truth Social, all Kate and Eric Show for all of those. And you can see some of the videos I do, like I've done one because of what happened this week and the nut world that we live. Is that Colorado decided to go all rogue on us here. And for those that are in Colorado, what's going on over there? Colorado decided to keep Trump off the ballot for next year because of this insurrection that didn't happen. That was an insurrection on January 6th. There's that to cover. Hunter Biden decides to go shopping instead of go to the congressional subpoena that he was supposed to go to. You know, last week he decided to hold a press conference and like blame Republicans for coming after him because he's just a victim here, you know, ladies and gentlemen, he is just a victim, this Hunter Biden. So yeah, he decided to do that. And then, also today, there's record illegals just about every day coming across our border. And then also today there was a shooting in Prague. So that's horrible from what I saw on the news that there were, I'm trying to remember the numbers exactly, but there were about 15 that were killed and the gunman as well. And then there's a bunch of injured. So please pray for those that are living in Prague. So, let's get down to business here, shall we? Unlike always, the sports update, there's not really a whole lot of sports. I guess with the NBA, they did some weird in-season tournament thing. Not quite sure what that was about. I don't really follow the NBA, so I guess there was a tournament inside of the regular season, and the Los Angeles Lakers were the champions of said tournament, so they decided to, you know, celebrate that awesome win there, and they hung a banner at the Staples Center. So congratulations to the LA Lakers for whatever it is that you just did. But there was a bunch of comments that I saw that was like, Kobe's rolling around in his grave right now because they lower championship banners of the NBA, not some weird league in season tournament thing. So yeah, so congratulations, I guess, to LA on that. That don't really know what it is. But then the Niners, of course, are the number one team in the NFL right now. They do play Baltimore this coming week. ESPN has decided to update right now at the moment, so we can't really get into that whole mess. So the two best teams, one, obviously the 49ers in the NFC are playing the best team in the AFC right now with the Baltimore Ravens. I believe they're both 10-3. Let's see, maybe ESPN will let me in now. College basketball is going on. To be honest, that is one thing that I don't really pay much attention to until March Madness. So, sorry for looking for updates on that. That's not going to happen on this show. But I also would like to say congratulations to the women's Texas Longhorns team. They won the national championship, I guess, 2 years in a row. So, hook 'em horns. So, that's pretty awesome. Another great thing for the school of Texas. So, they do play... The football team does play Washington here in a little while. What is it, a week or so? Something like that. No, not a week. Sorry, excuse me. Week and a half, we'll say. Yeah. On the 1st of January. So that's pretty awesome. I'm excited for that. Let's see. Any other sports stuff? Don't think so. No real other baseball news, so... Let's get into the fun stuff of the show today. So, yeah, Colorado has decided to just, I don't understand it. So, there's been no trial. They, you know, Trump has not gone before a judge. He's not gone before a jury in this supposed insurrection, right? Yeah, there's none of that's happened. So, the Supreme Court of Colorado has decided, they're like, oh, you know what, we're just going to forego the Constitution, forego any common sense, and we're just going to keep Trump off the ballot. But, of course, you know, his legal team is going to be all over that, and it's everybody's talking how it's going to go to the Supreme Court and most likely be overturned. If not, we are in deep crap. We're in deep trouble. Because, I mean, that's just kind of a thing that happens in, like, a third world country somewhere else. That doesn't happen in the United States. I mean, it's blatantly obvious that the Democrats, led by Biden and his demented self, are going after Trump because they don't want to lose power, for one thing. And they're doing everything under the sun, whether it's legal or not, to keep him off the ballot. So... here was his lovely response, though. Let's play Trump, and then we'll play President Pooped His Pants.
Our left lunatics are desperate to stop us by any means necessary. They are willing to violate the U.S. Constitutions at levels never seen before in order to win this election. Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. It's a threat. They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls.
So, yeah, I don't know. He didn't really seem all that worried. And the thing that the Colorado has decided to do is they're basing their judgment on the 14th Amendment. Right? So, the 14th Amendment says... Let's just pull this up here. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction... See, when you talk about Biden, you can't pronounce words correctly. Jurisdiction. Still say it right. Therefore, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall... make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So, let me just kind of figure this out here, because it doesn't make any sense to use the 14th, because it, let's see what this part says here. But basically they're saying that he can't run because of this insurrection thing, and that they're taking this apparently clean out of context, because they're using, like, from the Civil War, if you start an insurrection, you can't be on their election, apparently. But that doesn't apply here to Donald Trump, because he didn't start an insurrection. He called for more troops. He called for the National Guard. He called for more police. And Nancy Pelosi was like, no. She said no. So those are the facts. And he actually, he went out there and said that everybody should go down to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. He didn't say go down there and break windows. He didn't go down there and say, hey, go attack Mike Pence or go attack any, you know, insert whatever congressman. No, he didn't say any of that. He didn't say go down there and, you know, cause destruction. But if you remember correctly, in the summer of 2020, you know, let's go back a little bit. And then actually, let's go back a little bit further from 2020. Let's go back to January of 2017, the year the Houston Astros won the World Series. But let's go back to January of 2017, okay? So January 2017, it is announced, obviously, that Trump beat Hillary in the election. And what happens in D.C. of January of 2017? I don't know if everybody's seen the meme or the GIF or whatever they call those things. Of the lady on her knees screaming when Donald Trump has announced that he's been elected president of the United States. She's like, no! Oh, everybody's probably seen that. So there was that. You know, so obviously, you know, she didn't do anything wrong. She was just whining and crying that Trump was president instead of her beloved Hillary Clinton. Oh, it's just so sad. Oh, just tearful. So then there were all kinds of riots in D.C. Following that announcement that that Donald Trump was president of the United States. They decided to burn cars. They decided to break windows. They decided to do all kinds of destruction and mayhem. But that wasn't an insurrection, apparently. That wasn't announced that it was an insurrection. And probably many people either forgot or don't even know that that happened in the first place. So then there was that. But that wasn't an insurrection. That was no problem, apparently, because if you're a Democrat and you don't like things, you just burn things down and you destroy things and you kill people and then that's okay. And you get away with it. You don't have to do any sort of, you know, the law doesn't apply to you for any of those things. So fast forward a little bit to the summer of 2020, right? You know, COVID is rampant, and, you know, the deadliest virus in the human history is going on, right? You know, we're all going to die from COVID. Everybody was saying, you know, that everybody had to lock up. Everybody had to not go to work. Everybody had to not socialize. You couldn't see your loved ones. You know, me and my wife both work in healthcare. And she just had awful, just horrible stories of these patients, you know, these elderly patients who either were demented or have other things and weren't able to see their families, and they didn't understand it. They didn't understand why they couldn't see their families, especially the ones that were kind of had either Alzheimer's or dementia or things. You know, they didn't understand what was going on, why they were kind of like locked up basically in a prison. So there's that. There was that whole mess, which, speaking of that, me and my wife, we watched this movie of the GameStop. I forget what the movie's called on Netflix, but we watched the movie on GameStop where, you know, a bunch of regular people decided, hey, they want to make some money, and, you know, they put a bunch of money into GameStop, and, you know, ended up making, you know, a bunch of them ended up making a lot of money. But it happened during that same time period, and I was just sitting there watching this movie, and I was just amazed. Just completely amazed. I was like, how in the hell did that happen to us? We sat there, we were told by our governments, we were told by this doofus face Dr. Fauci, I've got a nice clip here. Let me play that real quick, and we'll get back to the story here in a minute. But he thinks he is like the greatest thing on the planet right now. He doesn't need religion. He doesn't need any kind of anything. Let's see. Let me pull this up here. It is... No, not that one. I have it in a different spot. Sorry. Apologize for that. Let me find that here. Just one moment. So, I found a clip, not the one I was looking for, but this is taken from the Daily Wire from Michael Knowles. So here we go.
Dr. Fauci just gave an interview because he can't help himself. And he was asked about his views on religion. Here's his take.
There's Dolman Chapel, the Christian
Island. That's where you're married.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Do you still go there? Do you,
no.
You don't practice anymore, do you?
No.
Why?
A number of complicated reasons.
Go on, we have a whole corridor.
First of all, I think my own personal ethics in life are, I think, enough to keep me going on the right path. And I think that there are enough negative aspects about the organizational church.
Mm-hmm.
That you are very well aware of. I'm not against it. I identify myself as a Catholic. I was raised, I was baptized, I was confirmed, I was married in the church, my children were baptized in the church. But as far as practicing it, it seems almost like a pro forma thing that I don't really need to do.
He identifies.
So there you go. I'm not going to go on to what the rest he has to say, but yeah, so he thinks he's pretty hot stuff there. He thinks he's the big shot there. So yeah, so that was going on. And I just could not believe that we sat there. And we're like, oh, yeah, we should close down our businesses. We should close down everything. People shouldn't go to work. We should not stop seeing the people that we love. We should not go to holidays and all kinds of things. You know, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, so they remember that was going on in 2020. So then you have the riots going on. And apparently, you know, the riots of 2020 were perfectly fine. You know, no worries about that. You know, nobody talks about the riots going on. I know where cities across the nation were burning. You have the famous CNN reporter who was like, yeah, it's a mostly peaceful protest as the building is roaring and raging on fire behind him. So, yeah, there is that. It's just incredible that, you can have, so back to the Trump thing and what's going on. That was kind of a long circle to where I wanted to go, but that was okay. You know, the summer of 2020, that was okay. The burning and the destruction in the Capitol in 2019 of January, if you don't believe me, you can go look it up. But that's, those aren't insurrections. Those aren't things that we should have to worry about. Those aren't things that... and I don't really like that they say it's a democracy. America is not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. So we're not a straight democracy in that sense. So, they'll say it's destroying American democracy. Well, we don't really have a democracy. We're, it's not mob rule or majority rule. The minorities do have rights and, all that kind of stuff. But it's just amazing that those things, those instances where a whole entire summer where Democrats were calling for more and more, that you've got, I believe it was Maxine Waters. She was saying, you need to get in front of the cabinet members. You need to go and, if they're in a restaurant, you need to go and get in their faces. You need to do this. You need to do that. But, that was perfectly fine. Everybody was all the Democrats. On the left were saying, oh yeah, we got to destroy things, you got to go to the streets, you got to do this, you got to do that. And that's not a cause for insurrection. But when Donald Trump had nothing to do with what happened on January 6th, that's the worst thing in the world, and he needs to be kept off the ballot. But then here is wonderful President Poop Dispense's response to all of this mess when he flew into, I believe it was Milwaukee.
I'm an insurrectionist, sir.
Well, I think it's self-evident. You saw it all. Now, whether the 14th Amendment applies, or let the court make that decision. But he certainly supported an insurrection. And no question about it. None. Zero. And he seems to be doubling down on about everything. Anyway, I've got to go do this.
Hey, wait, are we expecting a hostage deal anytime soon?
Yes. Well, where? Where?
Over here. I'm
talking about. We're pushing it. There's no expectation at this point, but we are pushing it.
Can you address the prisoner exchange with Venezuela, sir?
Yeah. Can I do that after this event? Okay. All right. But it looks good. and it looks like Maduro so far is keeping his commitment on a free election. It ain't done yet. A long way to go. But it's good so far.
And your reaction to 20,000 dead in Gaza, that death toll reached 600 meters today?
It's tragic.
So there's a couple of things there. Obviously, the whole Trump thing. Oh, the evidence is there. The evidence is there. No, there's no evidence of any insurrection. It actually, all the evidence points to the contrary there, Mr. President. That the people were there. You know, there was somewhere around, 3 million is what they say on January 6th that day. And you know, they went up to the Capitol, but then the video footage doesn't paint that kind of a picture that they were doing the destruction on their own. There were videos of the Capitol Police shooting rubber bullets. In fact, there is a video of one with the guy has a rubber bullet embedded into his cheek, and he's got gauze on the outside and inside of his face because the rubber bullet hit him. There are videos of Capitol Police firing tear gas and concussion grenades and all kinds of things into the crowd. And then there's also video evidence that there were embedded federal agents there as well to rally the people up so they would cause destruction, so they could use this forever against the right and against Trump. So that is the evidence. But then, of course, there's plenty of evidence for your corruption there, Mr. Pooped His Pants. But, that's all lies, too. And then I love how he was like, you know, they asked him about hostage exchanges from Venezuela. And he's like, oh, yeah. Well, and he's like, well, where? Yeah, because they're not doing the hostage exchanges with the Palestinians in Gaza there. They're just kind of letting that happen. There's no... It doesn't seem like there's any effort to get those people out of there. And then her number there at the end, 20,000 of them. Come on. No, I don't. You know, I don't believe any numbers that come out of the Gaza Health Ministry or wherever else they're coming from. I mean, that's just insane. So we're going to believe the people that decided to go in and kill 1,200 Jews and take, you know, hundreds of people hostage that didn't do anything and do all kinds of horrendous barbaric acts, like burn people alive, take women, rape them, and then kill them, and then take their bodies to the streets and have their bodies beaten. There's all kinds of videos of that. But, yeah. So, just the hypocrisy of this whole thing is quite astounding, if you ask me. And if you're listening to this show, you probably do. But so there's that. And then there was video footage of Hunter Biden going shopping during when he was supposed to be talking to Congress. After that, during this week, and then he's getting off and just joyriding around on Marine One. Instead of talking before Congress, because if it was you, or if it was me, or if it was anybody else, our butts would be sitting in a nice concrete cell with bars. That would be our residence at the time. But because it's a Biden and a Democrat, it doesn't matter. That's a big deal. So, yeah, there is that. And then our lovely border is just as secure and strong as ever. Sorry, I tried to say that with a straight face. But, watching the news here, and we've had somewhere in the neighborhood of just this month alone, in December, right, is the 21st of December, this month here, 300,000 people have come across our border, and they are setting records every day, all day long, and twice on Sundays. But so they've had around 12,000 people just come across in Eagle Pass and other parts in Arizona, just thousands and thousands of people just pouring across our border from all over the world. And I believe I said last week, I don't understand how these people are getting across the oceans to come to Mexico, to come up to the United States. It would seem like it would be a better process to do the whole thing legally, but that's not the goal. It is just to cause chaos and destruction. Because that's where all the drugs and stuff are coming from, too, is from that direction. But yeah, so our border is a complete nightmare right now. So they are overwhelmed with people all the time. And Governor Abbott, which he's brilliantly done, is keep sending people to these sanctuary cities, and it's just comical that the New York City, Mayor Adams is all saying, "How, yeah, we're a sanctuary city. Yeah, come here." And then he gets roughly 60, 70, maybe 80,000 people. And he's like, "Oh boy, we are full. We are done. We can't take it anymore." Even the Democratic governor of Arizona, which it was kind of sketchy how she got in as well. But, so she's even saying, yeah, we got to have enough. Enough is enough. What's going on here? Because this is ridiculous. We're just overwhelmed. Here in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, we're all completely overwhelmed down here with people that are pouring across. We're being invaded, plain and simple. 300,000 people in a month, that is an invasion. Plain and simple. That's all it is. It's just an invasion. But, But that's our lovely president pooped his pants. That's probably their goal, is to just keep pouring all these people in here, just cause mayhem, drugs, destruction, chaos. Because then when bad things happen, then what they're probably hoping is that people will clamor to the government. Oh, the government's going to save you. The government's going to do miracles. So we're in trouble, and they're doing their damnedest to keep Trump off, because his popularity is going up in the recent polls. In fact, there is one from what state is that? New Hampshire, that I saw that. And then also there's a big the Epstein, 170 people on the Epstein list will be released sometime early January. So that's pretty sweet. Bet those people are scared out of their freaking minds. But so this is a New Hampshire poll by the American Research Group, where it says presidential primary preference, likely Republican primary voters. And the numbers, of course, Trump is winning, but he's only at 33%. And then Nikki Haley is 29%. I guess she's from there, so I guess she does well. But just interesting. Preference by age, likely Republican primary voters, 18 to 49. Which I would fall in that group here, is Trump at 39, Nikki Haley at 29. Then you've got Christie at 9, DeSantis at 4, Ramaswamy at 5, and then you got a couple 1%ers of Hutchinson and other. And then 12% of them are undecided. So they're like, oh, I don't know. But 50 and older, it's actually... this is kind of interesting. I wonder why this is. But Trump is at 29%. Nikki Haley's at 30%. And then Chris Christie gets a whole 16%. Well, that's interesting. I wasn't expecting that. But then you got likely Republican voters by sex. Males, Trump at 39. And Nikki Haley at 25. Chris Christie at 13. Why the crap I vote for Chris Christie? This is what I'm doing. But then for women, it's 26% for Trump, 35% for Nikki Haley. Interesting. But every time something, you know, one of these things comes out that's going on for Trump, it's his poll numbers go up. I've seen many, many polls where Trump is beating Biden by like 3 or 4 points or something like that. I think the highest I saw was 6. Yeah, so maybe this will all just be, hopefully this will backfire next year. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Just a little FYI, I haven't decided when, but in TikTok, I have reached the number of followers where I can go live. So that's pretty cool. But I've just started this year, and, just with this show and those, you know, the other funny little things that I do on the other social medias that, it's gotten as much as it has. So that's pretty cool. So I can go live, and I haven't decided when to do that. Maybe I'll do that, probably next year. Because, yeah, I'll have kids next week for Christmas, and, yeah, probably won't get to any of that. But, you know, keep in mind of that. That'll be kind of fun. See my face. We can talk, chat, talk about the weather, since apparently that's what happened with Biden and his Hunter and their business partners. They just talked about the weather. But, enough doom and gloom, I think, for a little bit. I wanted to talk a little bit about Christmas. So, one of the great memories I have of growing up during Christmas is when we were living back east in Connecticut when I was younger. We would go with our church. There was a Secret Santa that we kind of did, like a 12 days of Christmas thing, where those that were less fortunate or, you know, needed some help with some things for the holidays, for Christmas, you know, members of the church, we would take on, you know, different families or different, like a giving tree kind of thing where you take, you know, you go buy a gift. But I remember one of them was a 12 days of Christmas where every day, I believe, we would go out and drop off a gift. You know, you'd hurry up, run up to the door, ring the doorbell, because, you know, you're supposed to be anonymous, and just to help people out. And it was a great opportunity. It was a great thing to do, to help people out, because that, I mean, that's the whole reason that we have Christmas, is the Lord came here to earth to give us the opportunity to come back and live with Him and God. And just those little things. And, you know, throughout the years, we've done other things where we've done like a giving tree, you bring a gift, and then the church gives it out to those in need. And just some great things. Hopefully you have some great memories of Christmas. I always have to watch the It's a Wonderful Life. Even though, you know, kind of looked at it this year, it's not so much a Christmas movie. It just kind of happens at Christmas there at the end. But, you know, just not really a Christmassy movie, I guess. But and the whole big debate, the Die Hard is a Christmas movie, I'm not sure. Maybe you have an opinion on it. It doesn't really matter to me if Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. But yeah, and speaking of Bruce Willis, that kind of reminds me that I saw something where he is not doing very well with his because dementia, and so he is not doing very well at the moment. So just kind of, that'd be sad to lose Bruce Willis, because all of his great work, great movies. But hopefully you have a great Christmas. Hopefully you have great memories. It's not going to be cold or snowy here or icy here in the DFW area, which is great. It's actually just sort of rainy today, but I don't think it's going to be very bad on Christmas, on Sunday. Let's see. Nope, we got 60s. It might rain, though. We have rain. But I'm so glad we don't have snow. I'm so tired and done with the snow. But hopefully you have a merry, merry Christmas. Remember, the reason for the season is the Lord Jesus. That He came to earth. He gave us the ultimate gift of His example, His life, showed us the right way to live, to forgive others that have offended us. That is very, very applicable today. And just hopefully we can all keep that in mind as the year goes on. What a year it's going to be. 2024 is going to be a wild year, I believe. Just based on everything that's going on this year, it's going to be a wild one. So put your pants on, boots on, and strap yourselves in, because it's going to be crazy. But yeah, so hopefully you have a great, great Christmas. Hopefully you eat lots of good things and give lots of good gifts. Because that's how it always feels so much better to give than it is to receive. It's nice to get presents and things, but it feels so much better to give. And I think that's what the Lord, you know, that's what Jesus' message is, obviously, is that to give of yourself, to just, and you will be blessed. So hopefully you have a great Merry Christmas. I may or may not do a show next week. Just depends. Probably do a little bit, something like this. Right before New Year's, but if I don't, have a Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and have a Happy New Year, and either I will see you, Nick, you will hear, we'll have one next week, or you won't, so keep you in a little suspense there, so you're welcome for that. But anyway, hopefully you enjoyed the show, and if you want more content, go to my other socials of Facebook, X, True Social, YouTube, and TikTok, and you can find some other things there. Caden Eric Show. So hopefully you have a Merry Christmas, and I will talk with you next time. Bye-bye.